Chapter 44. Then he instructed the manager of his house, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with as much food as they can carry, and put each man's silver in the mouth of his sack. Put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, along with the silver for his grain." So he did according to the word that Joseph had told him. As soon as the morning dawned, the men were sent off along with their donkeys. When they were far from the city, Joseph said to his manager, "Up, go after the men, and when you overtake them, ask them, 'Why have you repaid evil for good? Why have you stolen my silver cup? Isn't it from this that my lord drinks, and by which he indeed uses for divination? You have done evil in doing this.'" And he caught up with them and spoke these words to them. But they said to him, "Why does my lord speak such words as these? Far be it from your servants that they should do such a thing. Look, the money that we found in the mouths of our sacks we brought back to you from the land of Canaan. How then could we steal silver or gold from your lord's house? With whomever of your servants it is found, he must die, and we also will be my lord's slaves." And he said, "Very well, then, it will be as you say. The one with whom it is found will be my slave, but you will be blameless." Then they hurried, and each man lowered his sack to the ground, and each man opened his sack. And he searched, beginning with the oldest, and ending at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore their clothes, and each man loaded his donkey and returned to the city. So Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell to the ground before him. And Joseph said to them, "What is this deed that you have done? The day do you know that a man like me can indeed practice divination?" Then Judah said, "What can we say to my lord? What can we speak? And how can we clear ourselves? God has uncovered the guilt of your servants. Look, we are my lord's slaves, both we, and the one in whose possession the cup was found." But he said, "Far be it from me that I should do so. The man in whose possession the cup was found, he will be my slave. But as for you, go up to your father in peace." Then Judah approached him, and said, "My lord, please allow your servant to speak a word in the ears of my lord, and do not become angry with your servant, for you are like Pharaoh himself." My lord asked his servants, saying, "Do you have a father or a brother?" And we said to my lord, "We have a father, an old man, and a child born when he was old, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he is his mother's only child, and his father loves him." Then you said to your servants, "Bring him down to me, so that I can see him myself." And we said to my lord, "The boy can't leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die." But you said to your servants, "Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will not see my face again." And it happened when we came up to your servant my father, we told him the words of my lord. But our father said, "Go again, buy us a little food." We said, "We can't go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, for we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us." Then your servant my father said to us, "You know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one disappeared from me, and I said, 'Surely he is torn in pieces,' and I haven't seen him since. If you take this one also from me, and harm happens to him, you will bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol. So now, when I come to your servant my father and the boy is not with us, since his life is bound up in the boy's life, it will happen, when he sees that the boy is not with us, that he will die. Your servants will bring down the gray hairs of your servant our father with sorrow to Sheol." For your servant became collateral for the boy to my father, saying, "If I do not bring him to you, then I will bear the blame to my father forever. So now, please let your servant remain instead of the boy, a slave to my lord, and let the boy go up with his brothers. For how will I go up to my father if the boy isn't with me? I could not bear to see the misery that would come on my father."